The city of Redlands has declared a shelter crisis, and various agencies are trying to figure out what they can do to continue supporting the homeless. KVCR's Katie Trajano has this feature report.
This is our hangout area.
Meet Justin Berzicello, a 17-year-old senior at Redlands High School. Through collaboration with Esri, a local high-tech mapping company, Justin developed an app called the Helping Humans application. This app helps assist those struggling with homelessness by compiling a list of hotlines, county services, employment assistance, service providers, and provisions.
Probably the main goal with this was just to show that there is actually stuff that can be done besides watching and handing out food provisions to people. You can kind of, instead of putting a band-aid over the issue, you can hopefully get rid of the issue in the first place, if that's possible.
According to last January's point in time, the annual count of homeless people, Redlands was listed with San Bernardino County's second highest homelessness rate in 2017. There are currently zero housing shelters in Redlands. Justin has relied on services at Youth Hope Foundation, a drop-in center for homeless, runaway, and at-risk youth in Redlands. Youth Hope is one of the many service organizations in Redlands that is trying to meet the needs of a growing homeless population. Redlands City Councilwoman Toni Momberger says that the City Council decided to declare a shelter crisis in order to apply for a portion of the county's $9.4 million in emergency homeless aid program.
So the fiscal impact is great. And then, of course, there's just the element that it's troublesome to know, you know, as we're cozy in our beds at night. It's a humanitarian issue, and it's troublesome to know that there are people through a variety of circumstances who are living outside.
And Momberger adds that the cost of supporting Redlands homeless community is at times overwhelming. At the Youth Hope Foundation, young people ages 14 to 24, give or take a few years, are provided with a safe space to hang out and do homework, get food, pick out clothes, receive mentoring, and gain access to a variety of other resources. The director of Youth Hope, Heidi Meyer, says her goal is to welcome struggling young people, wherever they're at, and help them move forward in life. While each homeless, at-risk, and runaway youth situation is unique and important, Meyer's biggest issue is figuring out how to help the portion of homeless and at-risk youth that struggle with mental illnesses.
To me, that's where our priorities need to be, is to be able to help the people that can't help themselves. You know, I've got my kids, I can say, hey guys, you know, you need to get off the drugs, or let's get you in housing, or let's whatever, and I can work with those kids and make that happen. But what about the others? And I feel that's where we're really messing up.
Youth Hope has taken some steps to provide services that address mental health. Meyer provides sessions where kids can talk with each other and sit down with staff in a group. Also, counselors come to the drop-in center and sit with kids in their own environments where they feel the most comfortable, instead of having them go into a traditional office setting for sessions. Meyer's other emphasis of importance is spreading awareness.
I think, again, just awareness. Don't give money. You know, if you see someone and they want a sandwich or they want money for food, carry granola bars or go buy them a hamburger or sit down and visit as they're eating their hamburger that you purchased. Get to know people.
Redlands City Councilwoman Toni Momberger is optimistic about organizations like the Youth Hope Foundation that already exist in Redlands. But with the declaration of the shelter crisis, there is certainly room for improvement that will hopefully come from additional state funding. Momberger says that a lot of the time, the people that she sees devoting time and energy to helping those most in need are people that were once homeless or at risk themselves.
A lot of the people that I've met over the past year in attending symposium and workshops and summits and things on this topic who work for homeless or people on the edge of homelessness are previously homeless people. So it's really interesting and touching to see how they turn around when they get to a self-sufficient state and pull others up.
While Berzicello is waiting for his application to officially launch, he's finishing up applying to colleges. For now, he's excited about continuing to study physics and figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his life.
Right now, I'm finishing applying to colleges. Some of the top ones for me would be University of Colorado Boulder, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and UC Riverside. Hopefully, I'll get accepted into at least one of those. And then from there, I'll probably pursue physics or engineering, and I'll figure out where to go from there.
For KVCR News, I'm Katie Trajano.